Stock, this is trading on Lauren Fisher, Lauren, Lauren Fisher, Fisher, Fisher. F as in Frank, Fisher, Lauren, Lauren. Date of birth is 1/5/54. Date of visit 9/6/24. Please make copy for Erica O'Donnell. Erica, Erica O'Donnell, O apostrophe Donnell, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Lauren Fisher for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 60. This is a 70-year-old female who has a history of gastroparesis and has had significant weight loss over the past 6 months, has been short of breath, mostly at night. The patient also has a history for snoring and apneic episodes. She has lost up to 15 pounds of weight over the past 6 months. And had been on erythromycin period. The patient also has been experiencing occasional chest pains. With pressure during the night and during the daytime, and has been nauseated period. The most recent chest x-ray on 8/26/24 at the emergency room showed no active infiltrates, and she also had abdominal CT done on 8/17/24, which showed no infiltrates or effusions in the lower lung fields, and there was no acute intra-abdominal findings except for colonic diverticulosis and left nephrolithiasis period. The patient has been a diabetic for over 30 years and has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history of partial resection of the liver for nodular sclerosis. They also had a hysterectomy, appendectomy, and a cholecystectomy. The patient had a right knee tumor removed as well as left knee meniscus repair. Shows history for diabetes and hypothyroidism and history of mild hypertension. Shows anxiety, depression period. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient had neurofibromatosis of the scalp, resected. Next paragraph, allergies to Levaquin and tetracycline. Next line, habits. No history of smoking, denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of adrenal cancer. Mother died of mother died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, med list included Novolog insulin, twice daily, and protonix 40 milligrams daily, Traceba injection 60 units daily for diabetes, and the loxetine 60 milligrams HS, Cardizem 240 milligrams daily, and the vitamin supplements, Olmesartan 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient had weight loss and fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has vertigo, and she has urinary frequency and no flank pains. She has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. She has apneic episodes. Also has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, cramping, and constipation. She has chest pains, arm pain, palpitations. No leg edema. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has headaches, no seizures, no memory loss. And she has had itchiness of the skin. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. I'm sorry, elderly white female, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, ictus, and no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 122 over 70. Pulse is 62, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 196, saturation 98. HEND anomalous, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions of, and diffuse visus bilaterally. Heart the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions of edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea, possible obstructive sleep apnea, I'm sorry. Number 2 is chronic dyspnea, and number 3 is gastroparesis, number 4, diabetes mellitus, and number 5, hypertension. Number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, planned patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT of the chest without contrast. She will also go for a polysomnographic study, and she was advised Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. Thank you.